Right now, we are going to go out to our guest hotline, and joining us now is the manager of the Angels, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us here on this tough Tuesday. Mike Socha joins us now live. Hey, Mike, how you holding up?
Well, you know, Jeff, it's tough, and I think all of us in our organization, and certainly everyone that that Rory called a friend, which were many, many people in you know, around this world, we have heavy hearts. This is something that you never expect, you're never ready for. Mm-hmm. But if you knew Rory, and especially the last couple of years when he had that little scare a couple of years ago, and how well he was taking care of himself, you know, this is really tough for all our Angel organization to go through.
No, absolutely. Without being master of the obvious, Mike, I've said it numerous times. I'm still kind of in a little bit of a shock. I just can't believe it. Really, I don't know how else to articulate it. I'm just numb. I can't believe it.
Well, I think we all are, and especially, you know, Tim Mead just talked to Rory a little later in the afternoon yesterday, and you know, he had a lot of energy. Through this whole year, you never would have thought what happened to him a couple of years ago would happen to Rory, because he had so much energy. He was on top of everything, you know, just not only baseball but all sports in general, and This is another tough loss for us, and we've certainly had our share of them in the last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. And you mentioned a moment ago, and you just talked about it again, about what he went through a couple of years ago. His good friend and colleague and your friend Terry Smith has mentioned that really it seemed like when Rory came back, when he came back to start the season and when he came back from that, there was a noticeable change. Not that he needed to be changed, but there was something different, something better, that he had almost the old cliche, kind of a new lease on life.
Well, I think so. I mean, I think it was a little wake-up call, a little scare for Rory. Certainly what he had, there's nothing you can do, you could do about it, but he made sure that, you know, he got his exercise in, he made sure he was taking care of himself, and he was so excited for just getting a chance to work and talk about Angel baseball or talk about USC basketball, whatever he was going to be involved in. He had a passion for it, and you know, I think Rory, there was no false pretenses that he walked around with. He was just a guy. He was Rory Marcus. He was a guy that went around, loved sports, loved talking about it, loved what he did. And you know, and he was very, very good at what he did, and we're definitely going to miss him.
Mike Socha is with us here on AM 830. And hey, Mike, on a little more personal note, I'm curious, because you have a pretty good sense of humor, and I've said it several times today. Rory had probably some of the best wit of anybody I've ever met. Honestly, I'm not just saying that. I mean, he brought it every single day. You talk about relentless. I mean, he never missed a beat. He never took a day off with that sense of humor. I would imagine, because I wasn't privy to a lot of, you know, the time that you had interacting with him, but I would imagine you guys probably had some good moments.
We did, I think, just as a person. I mean, Rory would volunteer to be the master of ceremonies at our outing we have every year for Amateur Baseball Development Group. I mean, he loved doing that. And, you know, he was very funny and quick-witted doing that. I never really heard a broadcast, you know, Jeff, because we're working. So I never really heard Rory work, except for when you watch a highlight film or you watch him, you know, calling the last out of the 0-2 World Series. But before the game, in the dugout, and during a pregame press conference, you know, you could joke around the banner with Rory, and he was certainly one of the guys, and everyone respected him and liked him, and for one of the big reasons, like you said, his sense of humor was terrific.
Hey, I'm curious, Mike, with what you just talked about, the fact that as the manager, you don't get to hear Rory
right.
call the games, or you don't get to hear Terry or whoever's calling the game, because you're managing the game. But yeah, I've always wondered what that's like, you know, from your point of view. Like maybe after the season, or like you said, when you get to see the highlights, do you get to have kind of an appreciation for what they do and the calls that they're do people ever tell you, hey, you should have heard Rory last night? He made a great call on that catch or that home run.
No, I don't. You know, I don't really. I always got a lot of positive feedback from people walking around, and really a lot of people would ask me, what's Rory like, or what's Terry like, and whoever would be Gooby, guys, that are really the voice and the face of what we do on the baseball field, and those guys, there was a great respect out there for Rory Marcus with everybody that I would run into and talk to. And so, although I never heard him make a call although I will say the one, just hearing it today about Pedroia, the last out in the Boston series or the last out of the World Series, I mean, those are beautiful moments in our organization, our history, and we're very proud that Rory was the one that brought them to the fans. But it was, this guy was so well-respected. I think the reason was he's a real person, Jeff. You knew him very well. This guy walked around. He was just a guy. He loved what he was doing, loved people, loved talking about things, cared about people. And I think that's a great template for a lot of us to try to follow, is just the way he conducted himself. And, it's a tough day.
No, without a doubt. And, I've said, Mike, I think you would agree, you look back and we've just kind of turned the page on the greatest decade in the history of Angels baseball. And as my partner Jason pointed out, Rory Marcus was kind of the soundtrack to that decade, really, when you think about it.
Well, I think so. Like you said, if you put a highlight reel together, Rory's certainly going to be out there in some of the great moments that we've had. And along with Terry Smith, I don't know if there were two better guys that could connect with people than Rory and Terry. And I think as a friend, all of us who counted Rory as a friend, this is something that's tough and something that we'll have to move on with and keep Rory's memory right there with guys like Nick and Preston and a lot of the Angels that have passed on that have really been a major part of this organization.
All right, Mike. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time, really, for sharing your thoughts and opening up. And it's, I give you credit too, because, like you said, it's you've had more than your share of these losses, and it just gets to your heart every single time. So, thank you. Thanks for sharing some time with us tonight.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Mike Socia, with us here on AM 830.